Good day, this is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you a concise wrap of this week's key insurance news across Australia. First up, a new survey from PwC has raised concerns about the readiness of Australian insurers to tackle cyber risks. The report suggests that Australia trails behind its global counterparts, scoring 6.6% lower on the Preparedness Index. Cybersecurity remains at the top of the concern list, and it seems that areas such as AI and technology are rapidly gaining importance. This underlines the urgency for tradespersons and businesses alike to ensure their insurers have strong cybersecurity practices and proactive risk management systems. Make sure to keep your policies up to date and your cybersecurity practices robust to protect your financial and reputational interests. In related news, the Australian Treasury has set wheels in motion for a reform process on professional indemnity insurance. This move, aimed at strengthening the compensation scheme of last resort, comes amidst growing concerns of its financial sustainability. The Treasury is seeking public input on enhancing the preliminary safeguards of professional indemnity insurance, with the goal of reducing reliance on the compensation scheme and ensuring consumer trust in our financial dispute resolutions. Meanwhile, Sydney-based insurtech company UpCover is making professional indemnity insurance accessible for our nursing professionals. By launching a tailored solution that addresses the unique needs of the profession, including aspects such as privacy breaches and negligence, UpCover caters perfectly to Australia's 350,000-strong nursing workforce. The coverage extends up to $20 million and aligns with the standards and regulatory requirements of the Nursing and Midwifery Board of Australia. And not to be left out, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, has released its latest National Claims and Policies database. Our PI insurance sector appears stable, with $1.101 billion in claims payments and a small decrease in gross premiums. Despite this, the number of professional indemnity claims paid has seen an 8% decrease. For professionals and businesses directly impacted by PI insurance, this presents an optimal opportunity to secure cost-effective coverage. That's all for this week's Insurance News Wrap. If you're looking for more information on personal and business insurance, don't hesitate to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for listening, and until we next catch up, stay informed and stay insured. This is Paige Estrotori signing off.